WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. Democrat Bernie Sanders clinging to hope this morning as he soldiers on against Hillary Clinton. Sanders won yesterday's West Virginia primary, but he still faces Clinton's all but insurmountable delegate lead. Former Republican presidential candidate Marco Rubio, meanwhile, says he plans to honor his pledge, the pledge he made during the primary campaign to support the Republican nominee, Donald Trump.
Here's what I'm not going to do over the next 6 months is sit there and just be taking shots at him. He obviously wasn't my first choice because I was running for president. He has won the nomination. And now he deserves the opportunity to go out and make his case to the American people. And that's what he's going to do. I don't view my role over the next 6 months to just sit here and level charges against him.
Ted Cruz, meanwhile, appeared yesterday to be hinting that under the right circumstances, he could get back into the race.
Cruz was peppered with questions, as he has since he was suspended his campaign last week, if he will throw his support behind Donald Trump. And Cruz, well, he continues to play it very coy. He refused to answer the question outright, only saying there are 2.5 months until the Republican convention. He says that's plenty of time for himself and voters to make up their mind.
Correspondent Sunland Serfati. Former Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli says Donald Trump must show a consistent pattern of conservatism if he hopes to unite the GOP.
In addition to taking conservative positions, not just calling things conservative and declaring it to be so, actual movement conservative positions, then you've got to back it up. And one good way to back it up is with personnel.
Now, until last week, Cuccinelli headed the Ted Cruz delegate wrangling effort. Trump's Virginia chairman is Prince William County Board Chair Corey Stewart.
Well, I think what you're going to find is Donald Trump is going to be a lot more conservative than the Republican Party has been in the past. I mean, take illegal immigration.
Both Stewart and Cuccinelli were on PBS's NewsHour. Maryland's ban on assault weapons and large-capacity gun magazines comes back before a federal appeals court in a few hours in Richmond. A three-judge panel of the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond raised concerns about the constitutionality of the restrictions in February. The panel at that time sent the case back to a lower court, which had upheld the law. The state of Maryland appealed that ruling to the full 15-member appeals court, which today will hear arguments. At least two people are dead, four others injured after a bizarre stabbing rampage in Taunton, Massachusetts.
After attacking two women in a Massachusetts neighborhood, Arthur DeRosa drove a stolen car to a nearby mall, where he plowed it through a store entrance. Police say he made his way to an Italian restaurant.
As he was coming, he was slashing people, and people were throwing chairs at him and stuff.
Authorities say he stabbed at least four people there.
We were sitting in the car right in front the main entrance, and we saw a pregnant lady being pulled out, and she was holding onto her stomach, screaming and crying for her baby.
An off-duty deputy sheriff ended the carnage. DeRosa was shot one time and was later pronounced dead at the hospital. I'm Kim Hutcherson.
If you're a Pepco customer, it's about to become a little easier to go solar.
In the past, if you wanted to have solar panels on your home, the process involved a long paper trail, but not anymore. Pepco has now launched an online application for homeowners, according to the company's Enya Berginger.
It will automatically generate an invoice for any application fees that are required. So there's a great deal of automation in the process.
Those with solar panels will have to get a new smart meter, which also allows you to receive a credit on your bill. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,928, the NASDAQ at 4810. Sports, it's all over for the Caps as they lose to the Penguins in Game 6. Baseball, the Nats lose, the O's win. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Depends on WMAL for the latest on traffic.
Roundabout, where you're going to find delays, but we'll get you around.
Each morning, Jamie Whitten gives you everything you need to know. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives.
That'll get you around the problem.
Mornings on WMAL.
May is National Military Appreciation Month, and my friends at Thompson Creek Window Company are partnering with Homes for Our Troops to provide windows for the homes of our local heroes. Hey, it's Brian Wilson. As you may know, Thompson Creek Window Company is the local company that does it all. They design, build, and install their own windows. Each Thompson Creek window is custom made for our unique local climate and made to precisely fit your home. Thompson Creek windows reduce outside noise, improving the quality of your life. Plus, they can lower your utility bills and increase the value of your home. And right now, Thompson Creek is offering 20% off every window, plus no money down, no interest, and no payments for 18 months. Third-party financing subject to credit approval. Visit ThompsonCreek.com for details and support Thompson Thompson Creek, a local company that also supports our local heroes. Pick up your phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through town, finally, the broken down car, it seems like it's been with us all rush hour, has just been towed away. DDOT says all lanes now open. DC 295 south as you come up the Benning Road, but it's giving us delays big time as you come off of the Beltway, almost back 50 at the Beltway, and on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway near 410. So through Riverdale, Chevrolet jammed to DC 295. Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, working up through to the Beltway through Woodyard and Dower House Road. We've had heavy volume there this morning. Nothing reported along the way. Keep alert, Maryland Beltway, as you head toward 214 Central Avenue. If you're on the outer loop northbound, now looking at the highway truck that's rolled up to the area where we had a report of a very large pothole. They're assessing the situation. The crews currently are on the right shoulder, so you see some flashing lights. Top side of the Beltway from College Park around to Georgia Avenue, slowing 270 about the volume. Virginia 66 just pushing slow here, trying to get out of Gainesville and through Manassas, Centerville, and Fair Oaks. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hey, the gray sky returning once again as we go through the morning commute. A few showers around. Go through the day. Cloudy. Maybe a couple of showers until about midday. A thunderstorm possible. Not likely. 70. Tonight, a passing shower 58. On Thursday, mainly overcast and up to 75 with no mention of rain. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 54 in Burke, 52 in Kensington, 54 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
It is 7:07 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk.
And coming up at 7:35 this morning, Katie McFarland. At 8:05, Tom Bevin with Real Clear Politics. And then at 8:35, D.C. Councilmember Charles Allen. Hey, the feds are talking about possibly shutting down the metro if things don't improve and improve quick. What does he think about that? We'll find out at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
The community of Tobytown is a historic community. It, in fact, has been said that it was inspired the famous book, Uncle Tom's Cabin. This is a community of really founded by free slaves. It's right off the Potomac River, off River Road, right up north of the city of Potomac. And they've always had a problem with transportation there. This has been a historically impoverished community. There's about 60 people who live there. And the Montgomery County Council have tried many different options, taxi vouchers, a private van that was supplied to the residents there that they could then manage their own shuttle service to mass transit. Neither of those options and other options have panned out. So now the Montgomery Council wants to set up a new ride-on bus program that takes the residents of Tobytown around various places of Montgomery County to the cost of about $400,000. They would pay fares, but the fares would only cover about 4%. Joining us right now is Montgomery Council Member Roger Berliner. Have I set this up properly, sir?
You did great.
Great.
Congratulations.
I appreciate it. Thank you for that. So, as you can well imagine, of the 60 residents, it's estimated right now that about 45 riders per day would actually use this. And as you can well imagine, people are raising their eyebrows at the idea of a $400,000 mass transit project that accommodates 45 riders. Let me ask you one first basic question. It looks to me like you're stopping at various high schools, at the hospital, taking people all the way from Tobytown and River Road all the way to the Rockville Metro Station. It seems to me you'd save a lot more money if you really wanted to do something for the people who lived in Tobytown to just take them the 5 miles down River Road to the Potomac Shopping Center, where there's an already existing bus line to take you right to Rockville. Why not just do that?
Well, we looked at a lot of options, and we worked with the community, and we worked with our Department of Transportation. We came up with a route that, quite frankly, we think works, that takes them to the metro, which is so important, because if you want to get to work in an expeditious way, assuming Metro works and we can have that conversation, that's where you want to go.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is we already have an existing bus line 5 miles away from Tobytown. Why take them all the way to the Metro when you've already got that existing Metro bus line? It's the T2 route.
Well, partly you also want to get these people to their school sites. So you want to be able to get them to school. You want to be able to get them to
hospitals. Wait, but don't we have school buses? Don't we have school buses doing that?
No, not actually from there, no.
There are no school bus routes in I'm sorry, I've got different information. According to the minutes of the meeting that you had on April 19th.
Yes, I apologize. No, you're right about that. Right. So it is about getting parents there. It's about after school, because you don't get after school buses.
Well, actually, there are. On Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, there are after school buses.
Well, you are a pretty smart guy.
No, I'm reading the minutes of the meeting you attended, sir. You have this information.
That I actually conducted.
Well, let me just jump in here for a minute, because you're talking about a cost of $400,000 per year, right?
Yes.
All right. So that's an ongoing expense.
$400,000.
So if you were to take
everybody is, if we come up with a more cost effective way to do this, we will do it.
Well, I've got an idea for you. Let's take 2 years of that. 2 years of that. Would more than buy a brand new car for every person who needs transportation out of that house, out of that area. I mean, if you got 45 people, right there in 1 year, that's $8,888 per person to provide this bus service. Go 2 years, that's $16,000. You could buy them a nice new car. And yes, you would save long term, you would save them a lot of money. You'd save a lot of money long term.
I had a colleague that suggested that very thing. This is a community that actually doesn't want handouts, that does not want to be treated differently than any other community, that has a sense of dignity and a sense of pride. It is not looking for vouchers. It is not looking for gifts of cars. It is looking for a ride-on bus that serves other communities and wants comparable service to other communities.
Well, where do you draw the line? Because there are a lot of communities that don't have bus service right now. Are you going to offer the same kind of bus service to all these different communities that are not served right now by ride-on buses at an extremely expensive cost?
By noting the historicity with respect to this community, people that fled the Confederacy, swam across the Potomac River in 1875. And do I think, and does my council think, that we have a special responsibility to try and help these people get to where they have to get to? The answer is yes. So I said before on an interview in your program, not on your program, with one of your great reporters, that there are times when we feel like we have to be fiscally responsible, and there are times when we need to be socially responsible. On this occasion, we are giving more weight to being socially responsible, and it will cost us.
Because of things that happened in 1875.
This community was founded in 1875, and it's a community that has struggled. It had a time when it prospered, when there was agriculture and labor worked. And then in the 50s and 60s, it began to struggle, and it has struggled ever since. So we feel, many of us, that we have a special responsibility. And I'm not going to debate, are there more cost-effective ways?
What about the responsibility of the taxpayer who doesn't believe this is perhaps a good expenditure of money?
So I feel a responsibility to the taxpayer, but there are times when I feel that the taxpayer dollars have to be spent in a way that are not, quote, cost-effective. Okay, I get it. It's not cost-effective.
But it's because the right they are the ancestors of slaves, many of the people there are the ancestors of slaves, you feel a special obligation. So the
I do.
Okay, I understand. I'm not going to argue that point with you.
No, I had Uber walked in. And so we're going to have conversations with Uber. Uber walked in just a couple of days ago and said, Councilmember Berliner, if we can be of assistance here. And I said, we will look at that. But we've been working on this now for months. This is the best we could come up with that we felt was appropriate for this community, that we could do, that we worked with our Department of Transportation on. This is a route that they had actually established. We've expanded it so it's all-day service. And we've acquired a less expensive bus under a contract with the Jewish Council of Aging.
Yeah.
So we're going to change it so it looks like a ride-on bus. But it's a less expensive option than having a normal ride-on bus. So it's not like we are totally pushing aside any cost issues. But this was the best we could come up with, guys.
All right. Well, listen, I'm sure that the listeners have heard the arguments, and I'm sure the voters will determine whether this was the best as well. I just want to circle back to one thing. When you said that the community doesn't want a handout, how is this different than the purchasing the new cars? If the cost is the same, it is a handout, isn't it, by giving them this special...
No, it's how something feels, all right? I mean...
So you're basing public policy based on how these 45 people feel?
In part, yes.
Okay. Good to know. And the people of Laytonsville, Brookville, Barnesville, Sugar Land, Good Hope, Jerusalem, all communities that are in very same situations who don't have this transportation, their feelings don't count.
Them. We have not heard from them. We have not had this conversation. So I can't speak to as to whether or not there is another community in our big county that faces trouble getting around.
We got to leave it there.
I doubt they have this combination of... poverty and isolation and history, which is what makes this situation unique in our minds.
Well, and that's why we wanted to talk about it. It is a unique situation. And Councilmember Berliner, as always, we always finish our conversations by saying you are a forceful and passionate advocate for your position, and we really do appreciate you coming on and mixing it up with us, as you often do.
Well, this you guys mix it up pretty good.
Thank you, sir.
That's what we do.
It's 7:15. Thanks for joining us, Councilmember.
It's time now for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's get you a Virginia. North on Interstate 95. That's where I'm seeing delays still. We had the broken down as you passed the Prince William Parkway, cleared out of the travel lanes. Once you get up onto the Beltway, leaving Springfield, we've had a slow go this morning. Started off with some debris and flat tires on the roadway. So now crews are just dealing with a sweep through that area. Nothing blocked right now. But from 95 and around past the Little River Turnpike toward 50, 66, we're jammed coming out of Gainesville, Manassas, and heading up toward the Centerville area to the Wilson Bridge back near St. Barnabas Road on the outer loop of the Beltway, leaving Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, heading into Largo. Before you get to 214 Central Avenue, that's where we have the large pothole. It was along the right side, a couple flat tires there as well, but I'm so impressed. Crews are there quickly to try to take care of this and at least put some cones on the road so we don't get any more flat tires. Top side of the Beltway jammed from 95 and around 2, George Avenue, 270, about the volume. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Forecast calls for a lot of rain. Today would be day 14 of rain, measurable rainfall in the District of Columbia and in the area. A high today of around 70, a chance of rain 50%. Tonight, rain 58. Tomorrow, cloudy, but tomorrow night there could be rain. And temperature of 62 is the overnight low. Friday, temperatures in the mid-70 with thunderstorms. And Saturday, a chance of showers in the upper 60s. Looks like, however, things might be changing for the better by the time we get to Sunday. Currently in the nation's capital, 54 degrees on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Very quickly, coming up at 8:35 this morning, we're going to be talking to D.C. Councilmember Charles Allen about some new developments with Metro. Now, we've all seen this video by now of the power surge and the big ball of electricity that was seen over there when they had the problems on the Metro line recently. And we are now hearing from the Department of Transportation and primarily the Transportation Secretary, Anthony Fox, who said yesterday that we have the ability to withhold federal funds from Metro. We have the ability to shut Metro down, and we're not afraid to use the authority we have. This is serious business. They are suggesting that they may well shut down Metro unless there aren't some real quick changes to make the system a lot safer. And one of the things that they're saying is you need to reduce power because the power system can't handle the power you're throwing at it. In other words, you're using larger trains, takes more power. You want to get the trains to move quickly, that takes power. The system can't handle that kind of power. You need to reduce the power. You need to have smaller trains, and the trains need to go slower.
Well, we just had that lively conversation about transit in Montgomery County, and Councilmember Berliner sort of threw away there saying, yeah, we can get people to the Metro. Of course, whether the Metro is even going to work is a whole other conversation.
That assumes the Metro will work.
But it does point out the fact that transit is such a vital aspect of living in the Washington Metro area, and can you imagine what it would be like if the Department of Transportation came in and did this? It would be chaos. I got to say, Looking at this, and, you know, I'll admit, you've been here for 30 years. Mm-hmm. I've been here for only over 3 years. But it certainly seems to me that this metro rail system in Washington, D.C. was doomed from the start in terms of its design and infrastructure. If they're powering trains that the system can't actually power, you know, somebody's made some pretty bad mistakes along the way.
Somewhere along the way, there is a problem. So, I think you're going to see Metro slow down. And I think you're going to see smaller trains. That means they're going to be more packed. I think you're going to have to wait longer to get on those trains. I think the trains are going to go slower because they're going to reduce the power while they address some of these problems.
So service will get worse.
Yes, before it gets better.
That it will get better? You know, we do have some reactions to our conversation with Councilman Berliner.
Yeah, let's take a few of those calls right now. Amy in Alexandria, you're on with Brian and Larry. What did you think about what the council member had to say?
Well, now that I'm putting my head back together after it exploded after listening to him, I think you can buy vehicles, personal vehicles, for everybody in that little tiny town and all those little towns that Larry mentioned for about a quarter of the cost of what he's talking about for this one thing. I couldn't even believe it, and I hope that anybody that runs against him uses that line. Well, we know it's not, of course it's not cost effective. That would be a great campaign action.
Yeah. Well, and listen, he's standing by his principles, and then, as I said, let's let the people decide. Listen, I believe, here's the thing. I believe if somebody used that as a campaign tactic, there are plenty of people in Montgomery County who would say, that's right. That's right. Cost effectiveness has nothing to do with this. Yeah, this has to do with what the government, the greater good that the government must provide.
The problem is nobody will challenge them. Yeah. Nope. There is no voice on the council that says the things that Larry and I just said.
The whole key here, and again, I want to reiterate, this is honestly, it's 5 miles up from Potomac Shopping Center,
exactly,
Potomac Village Shopping Center, 5 miles up River Road, where that is a transportation hub. You can hop on several buses that can take you either to the White Flint stop on Metro or to the Rockville stop on Metro. It's 5 miles. That's all we're talking about, and how a shuttle can't do that.
You could have one bus making a circle route, and that would solve the need.
Not for $400,000. No, Adam in Germantown, you're next up on WMAL, Adam.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good.
This is the same county council that says they can't afford to fund the contracts for the firefighters, the police officers, and the teachers.
Yeah,
they can come up with $400,000 to shuttle 45 people around every year.
Right. Well, Adam, and you heard why. You know, they feel a moral obligation to the ancestors of this town.
Let's be honest, because they have white guilt. I mean, that's really what this is, is it?
Exactly.
Isn't it what it is?
7:22 on WMAL, coming up, a tragic evening for Washington Capitals fans.
Does your home have plumbing problems? Call McCarthy Services for our spring plumbing specials. Water heater flushes for only $49, $99 drain cleanings, or $50 off any general plumbing repair. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
So when Metro gets shut down, you're going to need a car. How about Ted Britt Automotive?
That's what we call a segue.
Ted Britt Automotive, whether Metro gets shut down or not, listen, it's time for a beautiful new Ford, Chevrolet, or Lincoln, or pre-owned. And Ted Britt Automotive is really the cut above when it comes to dealers in the Northern Virginia area, in the whole Washington metro area, actually. They've got 9 great locations in Northern Virginia, and they've got this great program called Ted Britt for Life. This is what makes them so good. They're going to guarantee your car is always taken care of. Every single vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage. Lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. And right now, Ted Britt Automotive has a Memorial Day sales event. It's going on right now. Prices up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a wide selection of models. And it includes the best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock. Why don't you schedule your next service with them so you can see just how great they are. Again, 9 locations. Check them out, TedBritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership serve excellence.
Here's a quiz. Is identity theft just when someone other than you puts charges on your credit card? Nope, that's part of it, but identity theft is actually when someone pretends they're you for any number of undesirable reasons, like opening new accounts or a utility bill. Is it true that identity theft can't happen to you? Nope. 1 in 4 people have experienced identity theft. Will LifeLock help you more with identity theft than free credit monitoring will? Yep. LifeLock's proprietary technology detects a huge range of identity threats. And if you ever have a problem, one of our U.S.-based agents will work to resolve it. So how'd you do on the quiz? Come on, how'd you really do? No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you get a versus a when it comes to identity protection. Membership starts at just $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code LifeLock to get 10% off now. LifeLock.
7:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's do this. Maryland 270 southbound, heavy delays through Urbana down past Hyattstown. And again, as we try to work through Germantown into Rockville, just a lot of heavy volume this morning. As for 29 and 95, also quite slow to get down through to the Beltway, but lanes are reported open. Once onto the Beltway, you hit that typical backup from 95 to George Avenue. Route 100, that's slowing, approaching I-95 as you head eastbound right to the exit for I-95 with the crash. Maryland Beltway emergency road crews are out and about. So happy how quickly they were able to get out there to take care of this large pothole. So use caution, please, if you take that trip on the outer loop past Route 4 Pennsylvania Avenue before you get to 214 Central Avenue for the crews out there filling that pothole. To the Wilson Bridge, your backup's almost near Route 5 Branch Avenue, to then 295 northbound toward the Naval Research Lab. 395 across the 14th Street Bridge. Be careful on the freeway. They were reported looking for a reported crash near Main Avenue. Update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer's running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com. Get a free computer diagnosis, and in minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software, clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC. PC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More wet weather in the forecast. Not a bunch of rainfall, but a few showers around with clouds this morning. Maybe a rumble of thunder this afternoon. Cloudy 70. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 54 degrees, 727 on WMAL.
Washington Capitals, of course, had a historic season, winning more games than they had ever done so in their franchise history. And they were facing elimination last night in Pittsburgh. They fell to 3-0 in the middle of the second period, and then started
it was not looking good for them.
It was looking hopeless in Stanley Cup playoffs. When you're down that much, you know, things start to hunker down and you're not going to get many opportunities. But boy, God bless those Pittsburgh Penguins. They gave the Caps plenty of opportunities, including three consecutive delay of game penalties in the third period that allowed the Caps actually to heroically and remarkably tie the game up and force overtime. Yeah. And it looked like they were rocking the red up there in Pittsburgh. And then in overtime, they lost. And so they won more games than any other NHL team not from Montreal or Detroit, which means something to hockey fans. It was a great season, and yet it ends, sadly, in a way pretty much every Cap season ends, elimination in the second round of the playoffs, and incredibly disappointing.
I hate those Penguins.
Yes, we do. It's 7:28.
They got our number.
On WMAO.
Does your timeshare feel like that late-night infomercial product you couldn't resist? Promises not delivered on, pricing too good to be true? Well, lucky for you, you don't have to live with that decision for the rest of your life. Call Timeshare Exit Team. Timeshare Exit Team, the consumer protection company that will get you out of your timeshare legitimately. They don't buy or sell or donate timeshares. Those tactics still leave you liable. Instead, they negotiate with the resorts to get you out safely, legitimately, and forever. I vetted Timeshare Exit Team. I trust them. Schedule your appointment today. With offices right here in Towson and Arlington, you'll sit down with them face-to-face and go over your specific situation. They have a 100% guarantee that they will get you out or give you a complete refund. Visit TimeshareExitTeam.com or call 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM. That's 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM or TimeshareExitTeam.com.
People everywhere are fighting pain right where it hurts with Zim's Max Freeze. Here's Clint from Texas.
I train protection and service dogs. I wind up with sore muscles, sore joints, and that's where Zim's really pays off for me.
Zim's Max Freeze takes on pain with the 1-2 punch of naturally based pain-relieving ingredients combined with the power of proven science.
Try Zim's because Zim's is the one product that I've tried that works. I can vouch for it. It does work.
Take on pain with the 1-2 punch of nature and science with Zim's Max Freeze. Available at stores everywhere.
This election could have an enormous negative impact on how your long-term capital gains are taxed. Call 301-924-2160 for a free consultation from the advisors at Eaglestone Tax and Wealth to go over your current investment strategy, or find them at EaglestoneTaxWealth.com.
Coming up, KT McFarland on whether or not the president should go to Hiroshima. He's going there, and is it sort of a de facto apology, even if he doesn't actually say the words, "I'm sorry"? KT McFarland will weigh in right after the news, 7:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson.
We've won a big, big victory in West Virginia.
Experts say Bernie Sanders' win in the West Virginia primary will do little to slow down Hillary Clinton by on the way to the Democratic nomination, but Sanders still holds on to slim hopes and vows to fight on. Republican Donald Trump won West Virginia and Nebraska, but some GOP leaders continue to shy away from coming out and supporting him. Trump, meanwhile, says he's narrowed his list of potential running mates to five or six people. Former Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli, who was head of the Ted Cruz delegate wrangling process, says Donald Trump will have to show a consistent pattern of conservatism to unify the Republican Party.
We really want to see some overlap on positions and on beliefs, and some credibility put behind those positions that we can rely on them.
Trump's Virginia campaign chairman, Corey Stewart, says, don't worry, Trump is conservative.
Well, what is conservative? I mean, Donald Trump, he's pro-life. He's conservative on the social issues. He's conservative on taxation. He's conservative on releasing, you know, and on deregulation and making it easier for small business people.
Cuccinelli and Stewart spoke on PBS's NewsHour. A federal appeals court in Richmond takes up Maryland's ban on assault weapons and large-capacity gun magazines today. A three-judge panel of that court in February raised concerns about the constitutionality of the restrictions in the law. Today, the full 15-member appeals court hears arguments. More violence in Iraq. Iraqi officials now say the death toll is 45 from a car bomb that ISIS has claimed responsibility for. The explosion happened at a crowded outdoor market in Baghdad. And heads are rolling at the Arlington restaurant, where a waiter's rude comments about some guests went viral this week. Two waitstaffers, a manager, and the daughter of the master chef at Peter Chang's are all being fired over the incident. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,928, the NASDAQ at 48,10. Sports and overtime loss in Pittsburgh ends the Caps season after the playoffs. Baseball, the Nats lose the Tigers. The O's eke out a ninth-inning win over the Twins. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where will you be in 2030? Will you have the same job? How healthy will you be? Will your retirement investments be in good shape? Will you be closer to retirement? Or will you be wondering if that day will ever come? At the Mutual Fund Store, we're thinking about your 2030 right now. That's because our advisors are always focused on your future. And what that means is simple. It means we'll help get you prepared for things down the road, even things like financial events you might not want to face. It also means we'll make sure your financial plan is working as hard as you do. With the Mutual Fund Store, you'll have a better picture of what lies ahead. So when 2030 does come, you'll know where you stand. Discover what a goal-based approach to investing could do for you. Visit MutualFundStore.com and let's start working towards your goals with a free portfolio review.
Hi, I'm Ken Greer at the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
Chris Plant here, and if you're as sick as I am of listening to the liberal media lie and distort the news to get their favorite candidates elected, I want you to help my friends at the Media Research Center expose them and hold them accountable. Go to tellthetruth2016.org right now and sign up to receive a free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker. That website again is tellthetruth2016.org, and the bumper sticker is free. tellthetruth2016.org.
This Wounded Warriors Project moment is brought to you by Lustein Auto Mall. Post-traumatic stress disorder affects one out of every five warriors returning from battle. The Wounded Warriors Project offers comfort and support for warriors with post-traumatic stress disorder and all other scars of war, whether those scars are visible or hidden. Find out what you can do to help, because for warriors, the greatest casualty is being forgotten. Visit WoundedWarriorsProject.org.
Lustein Dodge.com.
The Drive and Discover event at LustineDodge.com puts you in a new 2016 Ram truck, up to $12,000 off MSRP. Or a new 2016 Summer Fun Jeep Wrangler, up to $6,500 off MSRP. 1,000 vehicles, all available with Auto for Life and Lifetime bumper-to-bumper coverage. Hurry in.
LustineDodge.com. DC Metro's big, full-line Chrysler powerhouse.
See dealer for details on all offers.
What can it cost you to not contact Miss Utility? You dig and hit an underground line. Essential services could be lost. You're responsible. Someone could be injured or worse, and you're responsible. But other than that, it can't cost you that much. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And it's emergency road crews that are on the Maryland Beltway because of a huge pothole that caused a number of flat tires. So if you're heading around the area, say from Joint Base Andrews on the outer loop, delays are now beginning before you get to Route 4 Pennsylvania Avenue to the activity before 214 Central Avenue. Again, watch for the road crews out there making that surface much better for you. On 50 and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, both inside the Beltway, jammed to get on the DC 295. We had a long-standing problem with a broken-down car finally towed out of there. Lane's now open. Making the trip on 395 off the Beltway through Landmark slow as you come out of Shirlington over the 14th Street Bridge and onto the freeway. A little distraction as if the commuters are coming off of 9th Street to merge onto the freeway at the end of that ramp for the crash. But lanes of the freeway are open. 66, I haven't had any incidents in the way right now, but still, Gainesville up through to Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks on the brakes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More wet weather in the forecast. Not a bunch of rainfall, but a few showers around with clouds this morning. Maybe a rumble of thunder this afternoon. Cloudy 70. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 54 in Centerville, 52 in Bowie, 54 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. 737 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:05, we're going to talk about the state of the 2016 political environment post-West Virginia-Nebraska primaries with Tom Bevan of Real Clear Politics. There's some very interesting national polls out there that show this race tightening up dramatically. 8:05, Tom Bevan. 8:35, D.C. Councilmember Charles Allen. The feds are threatening to shut down Metro if things don't change for the better quick. How does he feel about that? He'll talk to us at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Joining us right now, national security analyst KT McFarland, one of our favorites, and you can check her out on Twitter on a regular basis at KT McFarland, of all things. How about that? Hey, KT, how are you?
Good morning, guys.
Well, I guess the biggest news today is the fact that President Obama will be the first president to visit Hiroshima because everything he does is unprecedented. He says he won't apologize, but he's going to call for his vision of a nuclear weapons-free world. I got to say, I'm not so happy about the idea of a nuclear weapons-free world. I actually think nuclear weapons have been a force for good. We haven't had a world war since we used a nuclear weapon. Is this really a goal that the United States should have?
Look, if I tell my children when they were young, watch what people do, not what people say. Now, President Obama is going to Hiroshima, and he says it's not going to be an apology tour. But what's he doing? By his very presence, there is an apology tour. Mm-hmm. Secondly, when he says, well, I'm going to go there because I want to show my commitment to a world without nuclear weapons and my commitment to total unilateral and global nuclear disarmament, well, okay, you say that, but what are you doing about it? In fact, President Obama's policies have probably led to the greater proliferation of nuclear weapons, starting in the Middle East, where the Iran nuclear deal, remember, that was sold to us, and it was a con job, we now find out. It was sold to us as we're going to prevent nuclear weapons in the Middle East. We now realize it was a con job. Ben Rhodes has bragged about the fact that he conned us into it. And the result of it is not a nuclear-free Middle East, but it's the Saudis saying last week they're considering nuclear weapons.
Hold on a minute, because you have made that case about what Ben Rhodes did with the Iran deal, a con job. And that's very much in the news cycle right now. A lot of people are asking questions about some things that he is quoted as saying. When you were in the national security arena, you often had to, I guess, talk to reporters and try to give them background information and do what is called spin. Mm-hmm. Spin is not telling lies.
No.
Spin is just providing facts that show your position in the best light, correct?
Yeah, Wall Street has an expression. It's called put lipstick on the pig. Okay, we're
right.
Going to slap some lipstick on that pig. We're going to make something not very good look good, and the implication is we're going to sell a fraud.
All right, so when you spin somebody in the media, and you're just making your case, look, we look at it this way, these are the facts that back up our position,
right.
We think this is the right way to go. That's
right.
Proper spin.
Yeah.
But then to lie to people about the facts is very different.
I think it borders on treason, but look at what the administration has done. Well, Obamacare, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Obamacare is going to cost you less money in the end. Those were lies. They knew they were lies. They were and the MIT professor laughed about it, bragged about the fact that they pulled a con job on the American people. The Benghazi situation, they blamed it on a video, and yet at the same time, they were blaming it on the video. They were doing internal memorandums saying to each other, we've got to make sure that we don't get blamed for this. It's not our policies. It's some obscure video. We now realize they lied about that. And so why are we surprised that they're lying about the Iran nuclear deal? You know, the President Obama took his oath of office and then walked up to the podium and gave his inaugural address. And in that inaugural address, he said, I'm reaching out the hand of friendship to the Iranian people. He knew from day one, no matter what, he wanted an Iran deal, an Iran nuclear deal. He wanted to be the president who went to Iran. He wanted to be Nixon goes to China, changes the world. And he was going to get that deal at all costs. Why? Because his legacy was more important than American national security.
Speaking of Benghazi, there was a flare-up between the committee's chairman, the Select Committee's chairman, Trey Gowdy, and this bureaucrat. Well, I guess he's a political appointee over at the Pentagon. He is the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Legislative Affairs. His job is to work with Congress on behalf of Defense Secretary Ash Carter.
Yes.
But he sent this blistering letter to Trey Gowdy and the committee suggesting, basically it sounded like the Hillary Clinton campaign wrote the letter, saying that they're wasting the American taxpayers' time and money on a fishing expedition, blah, blah, blah. And meanwhile, the committee still can't get some basic answers about what happened that night in Benghazi 2 years later. Could you speak a little bit about these political appointees at the Pentagon and how this Defense Department has been pretty politicized compared to those in the past?
Well, I think all that, you know, look, you expect a political appointee to carry water for the president and, you know, as you say, spin things to their advantage. But, you know, this is not over. The Benghazi committee, the Trey Gowdy committee, I think made a lot of they made a lot of mistakes. They had opportunities that they didn't follow through. But that being said, it's not a done deal. There are two issues to it. One is the missing emails. Well, who do you think those emails were to? They were from Hillary Clinton to people in the White House. So no wonder the White House wants to cover up whatever is happening with the FBI investigation. My guess is they will take whatever evidence the FBI gives them, and they will say, no problem, we're not going to indict anybody. But the second thing that the Benghazi hearings did uncover, kind of by accident, it's like you're going in to look for one thing, you stumble and find something else, is the connection between the email connection and the connection between the Clinton Foundation and donations that were made to the Clinton Foundation and the State Department decisions. And that, to me, is the thing that people everywhere in the world understand. You know, Americans, they don't necessarily understand, well, what's the difference between secret, top secret, mishandling? It's a Washington thing. I don't care about it. What everybody understands is bribery. And the new documentary that's coming out this week called Clinton Can,
yes,
based on the bestseller by Peter Schweitzer, the very thorough guy with great integrity, little Bean County researcher who made the connection. That is going to shock and rock the world.
Yep. We spoke to Peter Schweitzer about that last week, and it's going to premiere at Cannes. I love how audacious that is. They're going to get a screening at Cannes Film Festival on Clinton Cash. Hey, KT McFarland, always great to have you. Thanks for joining us. Again, the Twitter handle, @KT McFarland. It's 7:44.
Boeing is proud to be a sponsor of National Military Appreciation Month, honoring the brave men and women who've made America's armed forces second to none.
Hey, let's check in and see how your money's doing. From the news desk at CNBC, here's Chuck Kemblick. Oh, I'm sorry. No, you pointed to that piece of paper. I got to read. I don't have the spot. So we'll try that again. Oh, you going to hand it to me now?
Yep.
Hand it to me. I'm sorry, folks. Confusion here in the control room.
I'm just going to sit over here. I'm staying out of this fray.
I'm sorry. He pointed at a piece of paper. I'm going to read it now. Have you looked at your home security bill recently?
Why, no, I have not, but I will, thanks to you reminding me,
you should, because if you're paying $30, $40, $50 a month, call Ackerman. Switch your service for free and start saving today. Best of all, when you switch in May, get up to 3 months of monitoring free. Now, here's why I recommend Ackerman security systems to protect your home and family. You know why? You get reliability. Just like us, we're reliable. And you get expertise of over 40 years' experience. Security is all they do. They do it better than anyone else. They're the only company with a seconds counts guaranteed response time. And you'll get burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide monitoring for just $19.95 a month. If technology is your thing, Ackerman's Total Connect service lets you control your system remotely, arm or disarm your system on the go, receive video clips, or view live video of home activities. Who's coming in your back door? You'll be able to tell. That's just a few dollars more. So start your savings today and get up to 3 months monitoring free. 888-999-1070 or online at AckermanSecurity.com.
It's 7:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten. She is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Absolutely, and it's one of those mornings on 270. Haven't had any major problems this morning, but heavy delays. I'm looking at that most of the way through Urbana, very little breakdown to Clarksburg, and then you hit it most of the way down through to the Beltway, so extra time for sure and patience needed on 270. Busy is the top side of the Beltway heading from College Park to Silver Spring, and then we have the delays we see every morning on 29 as you try to push out of White Oak and down toward Four Corners. Now, for the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, jammed each way through Laurel on the Beltway as you come around the outer loop from near Joint Base Andrews. Been talking about this most of the rush hour with a very large pothole that caused a number of flat tires. Emergency crews are out there to try to make the fix on the outer loop north of 4 Pennsylvania Avenue, but before you get to Central Avenue, causing some inner loop rubbernecking delays. You'll see the flashing lights and the work crews. On 395 northbound as you come off the Beltway, the report of an incident right as you approach King Street towards Shirlington. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hey, the gray sky returning once again as we go through the morning commute. A few showers around. Go through the day, cloudy. Maybe a couple of showers until about midday. A thunderstorm possible. Not likely, 70. Tonight, a passing shower, 58. On Thursday, mainly overcast and up to 75 with no mention of rain. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 54 degrees, 747 on WMAL.
We told you yesterday about this story that, according to people who used to work at Facebook, they were in charge of curating the news and applying what algorithms are telling them are trending stories, applying that into that little part of Facebook that you see in the right column, right, that says this is now trending. And, you know, listen, it's a helpful thing. It's, you know, you see what your friends are all talking about on Facebook when you look at your news feed, of course, right? And by the way, for the you know, 17 of you who aren't on Facebook, just bear with us, because this is a bigger story than just about Facebook. This is about for First Amendment. This is about government intrusion, and it's about the big government getting involved in a private company's business. And by the way, it's the Republicans who are at fault here. So stay with us on this. You've got this little trending box. It tells you what stories are trending on Facebook. It tells you what everyone in the global world of Facebook America is talking about. And that's helpful. It's like interesting, right? Oh my gosh. Why are people talking about Kim Kardashian? I'm going to click on this and find out why. And usually it's about, you know, her boobs or something. But that's what they do. And these guys claim that they specifically, deliberately squelched stories that were conservative in nature and promoted stories that were leftist and progressive in nature.
Right.
And which is basically a form of censorship, massaging of the stories. It's, you know, what we conservatives have been used to, New York Times, Washington Post, and all the networks.
It's what you call slanting the news.
Yeah, it's what we've all been used to for decades, right? So you didn't expect it, because the idea on the internet is, well, this is what the algorithm tells us.
It's mathematics.
Right.
It's the computers making the decision. This is what people are really talking about, but it wasn't.
There's no politics and meth, we would think.
That's
and of course, everyone is screaming about it and decrying it, and we think it's bad, right? And we would like Facebook to change that and not do that anymore. Well, now, of course, Senate Republicans have done exactly the wrong thing, in my opinion. They are going to investigate this. John Thune, who is a really good senator out of South Dakota, in my opinion, is the chairman of the Commerce Committee. That's right. He's getting the Commerce Committee involved in an investigation to say that if Facebook manipulated the content, that's something that they shouldn't do. I'm quoting him, if there's any level of subjectivity associated with it, or if, as reports have suggested, that there might have been an attempt to suppress conservative stories or keep them from trending and get other stories out there, I think it's important for people to know that. That's just a matter of transparency and honesty, and there shouldn't be any attempt to mislead the American people. Okay, fine. As long as I what a waste of our time, though. The story's out there. We know it. And now you're going to have this grand show of Senate committee hearings to have people swear one way or the other on oath. You'll have Democrats defending. And in the long run, the government should stay out of it. Facebook is a private company. If they want to do this, that's fine. Whatever. We know.
We as consumers can make the decision what we think about these stories.
Exactly.
And either work with Facebook and continue to contribute to Facebook and use Facebook or not.
Right. You want the Senate to have a hearing of talk radio shows to say, how do you pick the stories you talk about? I want to know how you pick the stories you talk about to put up on the air, and what kind of do your personal political beliefs have anything to do with that?
The thing that should happen here is that Facebook ought to own up to it and admit that they do it, and then so that it's on the record rather than claiming it's one thing when it's not.
But if they don't, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stop reaching into my wallet and paying Facebook for the service they. It's a free service anyway.
Yeah,
I mean, really, what is the controversy here? Well, that leave it to Republicans in the Senate to go overboard and make more of this than it should be, and they will end up looking bad in the long run, in my opinion. It's 7:51 on WMAL.
Hi, this is Johnny Holiday for the Yellow Ribbon Fund. The Yellow Ribbon Fund, the Washington area's premier nonprofit supporting injured service members and their families. We'll be hosting our annual golf tournament July the 11th at Army-Navy Country Club. How about joining us for a great day of golf and camaraderie with many of our injured heroes? Sponsorships and foursomes are available now. For information, go to yellowribbonfund.org. That's yellowribbonfund.org.
Coming to the Event Center at Hollywood Casino. The Price is Right live stage show, plus Winona and the Big Noise, Carlos Mencia and 38 Special. The biggest acts always find a way back to Hollywood. Visit Ticketmaster.com. Only at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help. No purchase necessary. Full rules at the box office.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
People everywhere are fighting pain right where it hurts with Zim's Max Freeze. Here's Patty from Ontario.
We're always camping, we're boating, we're active, we swim. I mean, Zim's literally changed our life, and it helps keep us going, keep us active.
Zim's Max Freeze takes on pain with the 1-2 punch of naturally-based pain-relieving ingredients combined with the power of proven science.
Just try it. We found a gem. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. It works really well for me.
Take on pain with the 1-2 punch of nature and science with Zim's Max Freeze. Available at stores everywhere.
It's 7:53. Now it's time to check in on your money from the news desk at CNBC. Here's Mary Thompson.
Good morning to you. Strong gains for the stock market yesterday. The Dow rose 222 points, but futures this morning, they're pointing to a lower open. Disney will be part of the problem. Profits came up short of expectations for the first time in 5 years. Even though Disney's movies Star Wars and Zootopia made billions of dollars, ESPN lost more subscribers and more ad dollars. Staples and Office Depot are calling off their plans. $6 billion merger, a judge agreed with the government that together they would be free to charge big companies more for office products. Walmart is suing Visa for the right to choose how customers verify their debit card purchases. Walmart says a PIN or personal identification number will work fine with the new chip cards, but Visa wants a signature, which Walmart says costs it more money. And Budweiser, it isn't even owned by an American company anymore, but AB InBev is changing the beer's Budweiser name to America. Only temporarily, though. It's hoping to tap into America's patriotism. I'm Mary Thompson, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Do you have any idea what's on the horizon for you? Right around the corner, in fact, in your future. I'm gonna look into your future right now. I'm going to tell you what the future holds. Are you ready? It's the near future, too. Graduation parties. Yeah. Father's Day celebrations, summer events at your house. Are you ready? How's your house looking? How are your carpets looking? Are you ready to face the summer and all those very important events with the carpets you got? No, you don't. You need to take care of the problem, but don't get a new carpet. You don't have to do that because Zero Res makes your carpets look, smell, and feel like they're brand new again. I know because they've done it for my carpets. And right now, I've got a great deal for you. One of the best deals I've ever seen from Zero Res. Hang on a second. I'll tell you what it is in a moment, but I want to tell you a little bit more about what they do. There's lots of cleaning companies out there, but nobody cleans like Zero Res, and all of their work is guaranteed. Pet owners, allergy sufferers, imagine how much dander and pollen is hidden in your carpets right now. This has been a bad allergy season, but that stuff's still sitting there in your carpet and in your pad. Get that stuff out of there. Breathe easy with Zero Res. They're the ones who can clean it right. And here's the deal. It's the Larry O'Connor WMAL special. Limited time. They're going to pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpets for only $39 a room. Holy Moses, $39 a room. Minimums apply. Call Zero Res, 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larabartin Parkway coming inbound, approaching that light at Chain Bridge as it would turn onto Canal Road. Watch along the way, we had a crash on 123 on Chain Bridge Road. Very slow to get down to the bridge with all lanes open there. It's just that tough stop and go morning commute. 395 jammed off the Beltway toward Landmark King Street where they had a report of a broken down. And then very little break, and then you'll hit it slow again near the Pentagon across the 14th Street Bridge. Lanes open right now, each direction, southeast-southwest freeway between the 14th Street Bridge and 11th Street Bridge, like that. Emergency road crews on the Maryland Beltway, outer loop north of Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue before Central Avenue. Large pothole that caused a number of flat tires. The fix is going on. Traffic update brought to you by Here Maps. Now wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Here Maps. It's the free app that has maps for the entire world. Offline turn-by-turn navigation means that you don't need to use your data plan. Get it now at here.com/maps. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All wet weather in the forecast. Not a bunch of rainfall, but a few showers around with clouds this morning. Maybe a rumble of thunder this afternoon. Cloudy 70. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel at WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 54 degrees at 7:57.
Today, there are over 2 million women veterans in the U.S. Many are dealing with the effects of post-traumatic stress, military sexual assault, or trauma. You can help by donating to Melwood's Operation Tohidu, a local 7-day retreat that helps veterans overcome deployment-related trauma. Help women veterans by donating cash or a used vehicle at melwood.org or call 1-877-MELWOOD today.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
When a Snell stand-up guy comes into your home, they'll never, ever be wearing an Iron Maiden t-shirt. Hi, it's Dave Snell. I put a lot of stock in my guys looking tip-top. Sometimes in life, casual is fine, but when you invite a service company into your home, the last thing anybody wants to see is a sloppy repairman in a beat-up truck. And don't even get me started about plumber's cleavage. When you call Snell, first and foremost, you can expect a sharp-dressed guy who shows up in a clean truck. And we always wear slips over our shoes. So we'll never ever track mud or gunk or goop or phlegm into your home and onto your carpet. I mean, who wants that? I believe to the very core of my being that all the little things in business add up to your business. And in my business, I think all the little things matter. In fact, I know they do. Professional, polite, and punctual. The stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300 for the stand-up guys from Snell. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Built for business. In business, time is money. And business money is also money.
No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month. And ask about our 2-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 5/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to 1 voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second, 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Coming up on WMAL.
Obama administration threatens to shut down D.C. Metro. We'll talk to D.C. Councilmember Charles Allen about that and get his reaction.
It was a good night for Donald Trump and a great night for Bernie Sanders. We'll talk to Tom Bevin from Real Clear Politics coming up right after the news. It's 8 o'clock in the nation's capital.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.